producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-99-37569. If you have something on your mind that you'd like to chat with me about, that's the way to get in touch. We were talking about, I was talking yesterday about unlikely pairings because, I'll admit up front, I have an American Express card. And so they sent me an email that said, guess what? You can now use your American Express points at
McDonald's.
And
yeah,
I thought,
how weird is that?
Well, I mean, there's the thing that I liked about McDonald's, which they don't have anymore, which is the Asian chicken salad, I thought was great. God knows what they, had in it, but the salads were good. Yeah, but it was actually pretty good. They don't have it anymore. As soon as I like something, it just disappears. But I just thought that was sort of, as I said, it's like Queen Elizabeth shopping at Payless. I mean, there's nothing wrong with either.
Right.
Yeah. So I just found an unlikely pairing. This is kind of falls into a slightly different category. But, I thought other people could maybe come up with unlikely pairings as well. Do you know about Mountain Dew? Do you know about this?
Is this the, what was it again, the Doritos flavor or something?
Yes. Oh, it's called Doritos.
Ish.
All right, Pepsi is trying to achieve by mixing Mountain Dew with Doritos.
Yuck. That's one of the most horrible things I've ever heard.
Yeah, all right, here we go. Apparently, it's a strange orange liquid, and it was served to people at Ohio State University.
Oh, man.
They said it subjected the orange Mountain Dew or Doritos, did agree that drink was being served, did taste like Doritos, apparently. Well, most of them were not actually sure about the exact taste of the drink and could not even state clearly that whether they liked it or not. But they said it was a different kind of experience.
Doritos. Oh, wow. The pot-smoking video game crowd will
probably
enjoy that, sitting on the couch
we're
drinking
be,
Doritos, right?
Yeah, we're really happy about that. They did not rate it as inedible, but they were not sure how to describe its taste. Some tasted the drink tasted like Doritos, and some, on the other hand, said the aftertaste was like Doritos. Great. When you burp, it's great.
Yeah.
Great. A Mountain Dew spokesman said this was part of a special campaign by which they wished to know the likings of the young generation. According to him, colleges and universities are the best places to conduct such campaigns. So the question is, are they going to go forward with this? One can only hope. Not.
But,
the chemical, presumably they're not crushing Doritos
of
and
course,
sticking
right?
it in Mountain
yeah,
Dew, which is disgusting enough.
Yeah, right.
As far
right.
as I'm concerned. All right, so I was out with some friends a couple nights ago at what's considered kind of a hip restaurant, and they had, are you ready for this? A maple bacon Cosmo.
Wow. Yeah, that's an odd pairing.
Bacon, well, someone actually...
I like actually bacon and maple. That works.
Well, maple, yeah, but that goes with eggs.
Exactly, right? Yeah, yeah.
But not a sweet drink.
Yeah, ooh.
Yeah, no, and the drink, I'm trying to remember what, because Cosmos are usually have some, I think, cranberry juice in them. This was white.
Like oh, really?
Yeah, okay. this was an odd thing. But someone a couple of years ago, many people that I don't know terribly well know that I really like chocolate. So I was at a play, and one of the publicists came up and said, I've got this great, someone just gave this to me, it's great, you're going to love this. Chocolate. And, of course, I am so there.
Right.
Right?
As soon as they say chocolate.
Okay. Guess what it was mixed with?
Oh, boy.
Well, it's what was bacon. What is Let me tell you, bacon and chocolate right? is awful.
Yeah.
I wanted to go and scrub my tongue. I mean, bacon. I'm not a huge fan of bacon, but I mean, I love the smell of bacon.
Yeah, sure. Yep.
But and I'll eat, it's just so terrible for you. But occasionally, I'll try turkey bacon. The only way you can really eat turkey bacon, because it's such an awful consistency.
Oh, I actually like it. I kind of like prefer it, to be honest with you.
I just know what the other's doing to my body, so I very seldom eat it. Like on a cruise, right? The first day I'll have like 2 pieces of bacon, and then my body just is so unhappy with it that I don't eat anymore. But I've taken care of the bacon Jones for the next right. I don't know, 5 years.
Right.
And turkey bacon is okay if you overcook it, because in the old days used to like bacon that was sort of not crispy, but you know, sort of whatever.
Chewy. I can't stand that.
It's terrible for you. But if you overcook turkey bacon, it's delish.
Yeah, definitely.
And I've discovered, because you know, when I go to Costco and you have to buy 40 gallons worth of turkey bacon, and you can't eat all that much, and it'll rot.
Right.
So I freeze it. So I used to defrost it, and one day I just was rushed, so I just carved off some out, just completely out of the freezer, just carved some off, wrapped it in a paper towel, and put it in the microwave. And it's great, because it's like hardtack. I mean, it doesn't resemble anything that ever came from anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, it's clear, but at least it's not very chemically, and it's not terrible for you. So
yeah, definitely.
So the bacon cosmos, you know,
wow.
And the bacon chocolate. Apparently, bacon is the new black.
It is. It's like the new thing. Yeah, the hipsters.
It's
they
the
like
new
their,
kale or something.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Yeah.
Quinoa.
quinoa.
I mean, they're like, you know, what's the name of the plant? It just went into my head. The name of the plant that 10 years ago nobody knew who it was. Now everybody has it. Starts with a C. I'll think of it in a minute.
Okay.
But I mean, it's kind of like things go.
Chard? Is that it?
No, okay. No. It's a plant. It's not edible. It's like.
Oh, okay. It's like a some sort of.
It's a plant that's it starts with a C. I'll think of it in a minute.
I'm curious.
You can have variegated ones and can be orange and you know, and I've planted it and I can't think of it, but I'll think of it.
Okay, sure.
All right. The point being that nobody had ever heard of it before, and now you can't. You know, you can't swing a cat without running into it. Don't write to me about cats. All right. Now that I've gotten myself in enough trouble. All right. Let's. So you said that one of our listeners had sent an unlikely pairing as well, just for fun.
Matt writes in. He says, you asked for odd pairings earlier. There's a mobile phone repair store that just opened the town over from me. He says the top of their front window says they sell cell phone cases, protectors, supplies, and that they repair phones. And then the bottom of their window reads, ask us about wheels and tires. He says, I have no idea what they're talking about, and the store is in a tiny little office unit. So that's an interesting
one. Well, there's one. It's Coleus is what I could think of.
Oh, Coleus. Sure. My wife loves those. Yeah.
Well, they're great because they're all, you can get them all sorts of different colors and whatever.
Yeah. Easy to grow.
And but I mean, 20 years ago, I don't think there was such a thing as a Coleus, or at least I didn't know anything about it. And now you can't swing a stick without getting a Coleus.
Yeah. Sure. Sure.
So at least I remembered it, because that was going to be one of those, like, it's a small world after all. It was going to be in my brain for the rest of my life.
Yeah,
so I'm not happy about that. Yeah, so it's Coleus.
Sure.
All right. So, I'm trying to think of one. There's always Sam and Edna's Storm Door and Airline Company. That was a good one.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We used to have a video store across the street from our old place in St. Paul. And I think it was home video and something like mortgage or something like that. Like, wow, you know.
If you go to like small towns and shopping centers, there are these little kind of like ma and pa places, and they do things like key repair, mortgages, and hair dressing.
right. Just
you know, I just figure everybody in the family just comes and rents the same space.
Absolutely. Yeah, this was a little, you know, it was a family thing, too. I think, like, an immigrant family had, you know, all of their businesses in that one little
place. Yeah, exactly. And, there's something sort of vaguely charming about it. But getting your hair done in a place that fixes spare tires, I don't know.
Right, exactly.
Maybe not. So there we go. All right. I thought what we would talk about, I'm trying to decide what I mean, all right, Shane put this up, and I objected to it, but I think I'm going to have to bow to his superior wisdom because we have so many comments. All right, the question is, because I said everybody's going to say the same thing, and apparently not. Is it too early to hang up Christmas decorations? I know what I feel about it, but we got 71 comments.
Yes.
All right, so we'll
talk
about it.
I think I disagree with you on that, too. So, well,
oh,
we'll
dear, here we go. 855, give me a call. Save me from this.
Yeah.
I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-DR-JOY. We're talking with Teresa, who's kind of got a family plan on pain. You guys should get a family discount. She's had surgical issues. Her husband had a traumatic brain injury, and he's got headaches, which is not at all uncommon. Is your husband able to work at this moment at all?
No. No, and this happened in 2000. We're 13 years in, and okay. It's really not something that's gotten any better. It's so debilitating most of the time that yeah. He really is not able to even get out of bed a lot of the time. And the cold has a huge
sure.
impact on it yeah. as well.
All right. Seeming that if I'm talking with your husband, which I realize is, and I don't want to put you in a position of having to be either the therapist or the counselor or the mom, because he'll just get mad at you. But to say, you know, what if in the morning try the pain diary, try for the next week and see if there is one day that is easier than you feel. Closer to 8 than to 10. And on that day, what if you got out of bed and I gave you a back rub? Or, I mean, begin the idea, Teresa, that the kind of global notion I want you to take away from this phone call is more control than either of you feel that he has at this moment. Because that makes a huge difference, just psychologically.
So the pain management is different than the pain clinic.
No, they can be the same thing. I mean, the pain management is just how you do it, but they're called pain clinics, and they're usually called pain clinics. And as I said, they're out of anesthesiology departments. They're sometimes out of medical schools and sometimes out of dental schools, and they exist. I mean, it's not something I made up.
No, I totally understand. I mean, I went with him when he got like the injections in his head, and I feel like if anybody that's willing to endure that. Without any anesthesia or anything like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, let's see if we can't find something that is less intrusive, less painful, and more effective.
Yeah, I'm going to look into the acupuncture, the pain yeah. clinic, and the reflexology.
Great. All right.
Thank you so much. I will check back with you if we can, Dr. Joy.
All right, Joe.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye.
855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I feel a little silly calling you, but I've asked everybody I know who has children, and nobody has any advice for me.
Okay.
I have two little girls, 1.5 and 3.5, and on 3 separate occasions, the baby would cry out, and I'd say, what happened? And the 3.5-year-old would say, my friend poked her.
So. Imaginary friend.
Yes.
Cynthia Bardsley.
So, and the imaginary friend is not around all the time. Once in a while, she says she's having a tea party and the friend is there, but it's not something I'm concerned with. But this concerns me.
Sure. Okay. A couple of things. The reason I said Cynthia Bardsley, it was my sister had an imaginary friend who did all, whenever she was in trouble, you know, where something got lost or somebody got hit or something bad happened at school, Cynthia Bardsley did it. And
oh.
It was her imaginary friend. A couple years ago, I actually gave a speech in New York, Pennsylvania. This woman came up after the speech, and she said, you know, I really enjoyed your speech. I listened to you all the time of the year. I'm Cynthia Bardsley. So she was an imaginary friend to the extent that my sister just blamed her for everything. But, you know, she picked some. Her imaginary friend had a real person's name.
Oh, okay.
So, Cynthia, I apologize. But, all right, so what we do with the 3.5-year-old, and we say, okay, listen, when... You and your imaginary friend, when your imaginary friend does something good, you both get rewarded. But
okay.
Let me tell you that I'm going to put you in charge of your imaginary friend, and when she does something naughty, you both get punished.
Okay.
Is it normal for kids to have an imaginary friend? Yes. It's part of how they develop their superego. And their basically, the imaginary friend is the id, the impulse. But part of the way that child sort of understands that this is not good is because it's an imaginary friend who does this icky stuff. I'm the superego. I'm the conscience. I'm the good one.
Okay.
So this is a perfectly normal part of child's development. On the other hand, how are you going to punish an imaginary friend? And the answer is, you know, let me tell you, I understand that when your imaginary friend does something really good, you both get rewarded. When your imaginary friend does something bad, you both get punished.
Okay.
Then that's we don't even
great.
Have to worry about it. We don't have to say she's imaginary. Because your kid knows.
Great.
It does not mean your child has a harbinger of future mental illness at all. Most of us have. Not all of us, but my sister. We could talk about my sister at another time. But it's not unusual for kids to have an imaginary friend.
Okay.
Okay,
great.
Because
thank
it's a way of separating themselves. You know, I started the program today talking about temptation and how we resist it or not resist it. And in a way, a child at 3 and a half, when they talk about their imaginary friend, is actually dealing with that split of understanding this is something naughty and I shouldn't do it, but, you know, I need to do it. So do understand the difference between right and wrong.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. The imaginary psychologist told you to do that. Terry, you're on the air on Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Terry.
Congratulations on your show. I love it.
Well, thank you.
I have a big problem.
Okay.
I have a son. He's 14, and he did something bad yesterday night. He was arrested for graffiti.
He was busted by the cops?
Yes.
What are they doing with him? They put him in jail? No. Did they put him? They keep him in jail overnight?
No. They call home, and I went to the prison, and I have to stay there until 4:30 in the morning.
So you're not amused?
Absolutely no. But I'm calling you because I want your input in this, doctor. I don't know what to do.
All right. What are the cops going to do?
We have to go to court on Monday.
Okay.
And I guess we have to pay a fine.
Okay.
And
all right. Tell me, how does this 14-year-old do? So. What time at night was he? You work at night?
No, I work until 4.
Okay, what time? So your son was out last night?
Yes.
At what time?
I gave him permission to go outside and hang out with his friends.
So what time did all this go down?
This go down at 8:30.
How does this kid do in school?
Good.
Great. All right, I'll tell you what I'd do. I'd be really sneaky about this, Terry. Mm-hmm. I would go to your son and say, what do you think is an appropriate punishment? Because let me tell you, there are several issues here. Number one, the cops are going to do something to him.
Yes.
So we can allow that. And if there's a fine involved, I think he's going to have to pay it. And the question is, how's he going to get the money to pay it? Does he have a job?
He had a job on Saturdays.
Okay. What does he do on Saturdays?
He works in a synagogue.
Okay. And what is he? So how much does he get paid?
$4, $40.
$40?
Yes.
Okay, well, what does he do with the money?
He spends it. He goes to the movies. He does.
Not anymore. He's going to have to pay. He's going to have to pay. And I think you need to make it clear to the cops that he has a job and he gets $40 for doing it. And they should probably attach his salary so that he is going to have to go to work and pay the fine, because that'll help a lot. So the only thing you really have to punish him for, because the cops are going to punish him for the other, you need to punish him for keeping it up to 4 o'clock in the morning.
Ah.
All right, because look, you don't want to gang on. I mean, the graffiti he didn't write on your house, and the cops will take care of that. So all you have to do is punish him for keeping you up. And so I would say to him exactly that. You can say, I was going to punish you, I was going to ground you, but the deal is the cops are going to punish you for that, and you're very likely going to be put on a curfew. So they'll probably find him and put him on a curfew.
Uh-huh.
And he may have to check back in with them, which would be fine. And let the cops deal with that. You don't want to protect him from the cops at this moment, because he needs to understand consequence. And it sounds like he's not a bad kid. This was just a stupid thing to do, and he was with the wrong people. But you want to punish him for the fact that you got to miss the night's sleep. You got to be worried about it. You got to have the cops knock on your door in the middle of the night. So I would say to him, what are you willing to do to make that up to me? And then let him decide. Because anything you decide, then he could just say, oh, my mom, you know, she's really... We don't want that. We want him to take responsibility for it.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 6 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Phyllis, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Dr. Joy, Cheerful and Stupid has changed my life. And I know that you used to have shirts that had Stupid and Cheerful or Cheerful and Stupid on them.
Right.
And Christmas is coming. And I know a lot of people that I think could benefit from wearing one of those shirts. Are they still available?
Well, that's a good question. The answer sort of is yes. I have them sitting here in my closet because I do. The person who was supposed to do the mail order that went out of business. So I have all that. So yeah, we could probably work out something.
I think that would be a great deal. I'd love it. You have solved my shopping dilemma.
All right, well, here, let's figure this out right now. Shane, help me with this. I think they were $19.95 plus, I think it was $24.95 for a shirt and a baseball hat. Or I think they were...
a two for one.
All right, I'll tell you what. Let me figure this out, because I can't remember how much it cost. I think there were something was $19.95 plus shipping and handling. So I think it came to about. I think you could get both the T-shirt and the hat for like I don't know, under $30. So I think you could get one or the other for like $20. I think that's what it was. That if you got just one or the other, there was about $20, and if you got both, it was $30. For the two. So you got a discount if you got both of them.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good to me.
All right, I'll tell you what. Phyllis, send me an email. I can't believe I'm going into the mail order business. Send me an email to drjoy.com, and Shane will pick it up for me and tell me how much, how many, what do you want? I think the shirts were... small. I don't think we had smalls. I think we had medium, large, and extra large. Baseball caps all fit one. They're all black. Mm-hmm. They're cute. They really are cute. Mm-hmm. And tell me, mm-hmm. What you want, and we'll figure it out. And we need to do it fairly quickly if we're going to do it for Christmas.
Perfect. I'll do it this afternoon. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Phyllis.
Bye-bye.
How to start a mail order business on your very own. Well, because,
I love it.
Look, as a psychologist, I would view myself as relatively... knowledgeable. As an entrepreneur, I suck. I'm just terrible at
it.
And,
me too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but I do have a closet full of of T-shirts.
And that says it all right there, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I had to pay to get them back because he went out of business, and I don't know. And it was, I mean, right. And people have been, and I, people kept saying, "Oh, we want stupid and cheerful T-shirts," I said, well, okay, and then it was a mess. But if you want a stupid and cheerful T-shirt, it's $20 for one or the other, and $30 for both. And I don't know, send an email, and we'll pick them out,
we'll
try and get them to you.
Yeah. Tell us I guess I'll get back to you if you don't tell me, but tell us your size in the email and that sort of thing, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. And I think they're medium, large, and extra large. And they're black. They're everything we decided. I wanted to do them with sequins.
Nice.
And actually, at one point, I actually, for my crew for Christmas, which they've never forgiven me, and nor should they ever, we did Joyce Boys in with sequins.
Oh, boy.
And every one of them was straight, at least they were when I gave them the T-shirt.
Until that point. Yeah,
yeah, right. Exactly. All right. I'll tell you what. Shane, I'm going to give you a choice here.
Oh, no. All right.
All right, because we've got about 6 minutes, so we can either start talking about people thinking that we should put Christmas up or not Christmas up, mm-hmm. or I could do movie reviews. Which do you want here?
You're putting it on me. Let's do the Christmas thing. I know you don't want to do that, but
you're right. I was,
kind of wanted to
take
it.
All right, so we'll start. All right, and let me just tell you. Apparently, Macy's has announced that they're going to be open on Thanksgiving. Which has got people up in arms. Yeah, but apparently Macy's going to be open. I don't know if it's full hours, but I think they're going to be.
I don't know why,
because I think it was, Walmart did it last year?
And had record sales. And
So I guess, I think this is the wave of the future. I think, first of all, that stores are going to be open on Thanksgiving, and nobody's going to charge for mailing anymore, because it's just clearly.
I like that part, but yeah.
Yeah, I do too. But you know what? They'll just, the cost will just go into the item, so it's probably going to be about the same. But nevertheless, it is irritating to sort of have to pay. You think you're getting this great deal, and then postage and handling is like $40,000. So
sure.
All right,
sure.
So lay on me the people. All right, do you think Christmas decorations should be up at this time of year?
I think starting this coming week, it's all right. And here's my logic behind this.
Yeah, I want to hear this. This should be good.
I'm okay with the week of Thanksgiving starting to get your Christmas decorations up, that sort of thing. Having that festive mood for Thanksgiving, because I think Thanksgiving really kicks off that season. So I'm not opposed to
Thanksgiving is for two more weeks.
Oh, is it two more? Okay, so next week then, the week of. But I'm kind of, you know, I'm one of the people that you know, that week is okay. However, this year, though,
I know it's really late.
It's so late, you know what I mean? Really, if you, you know, like a lot of people, if you wait till after Thanksgiving, say the week after, I mean, you're talking about, you know, 22, 23 days of Christmas season, which
tragic. You're talking about enough. 25 or 26, but nevertheless.
Well, okay.
All right, here's my thing. As far as I'm concerned, either leave Christmas decorations up all year round, mm-hmm. which I kind of like. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like the little white lights.
And we did get someone say that, too, yeah.
Yeah, and I have, at one point, I was having a very tough year one year, and I walked past this store that had these little teddy bears playing Christmas carols on a xylophone in the window.
Oh.
And nice. I literally moved heaven and earth. They didn't have it.
So oh, really?
I literally had to call Tennessee. The guy sent it up to this guy on a street corner that you had to know the password and give him cash. You know, I think people have probably bought drugs more easily than I bought that thing. And I had that for years. I finally gave it to my mom. She loved it one year. So I'm either of the keep them up all year round or put them up the week before Christmas. I am not.
Oh,
you know,
see, you I just and I could be more works. Different on this.
Yeah, we should not. We should be married because we wouldn't get along.
Yeah, right.
All right, so exactly. Lay on a couple of what, because everybody had an opinion about this.
Sure,
right?
Yeah. Well, the first one, Sherry says, after Thanksgiving, please, every holiday should be enjoyed. So, I mean, yeah, that's, I think, what
right,
most
so
people probably think.
All right.
Susan kind of says basically the same thing. She says, let's honor each holiday without commercially or personally stepping on them. And then right after that, Marta says, no, Dr. Joy, my tree went up November 1st.
No! And,
she even gave us a picture.
It's going to be a fire hazard by by today.
I would imagine it's a fake tree, probably. Right? Oh, maybe it's real. Who knows? Maybe she can let us know.
I don't know. Wow.
Yeah, she sent a picture there, posted a picture of some decorations.
Wow, a 2-month Christmas.
Yeah.
See, that's because a lot of people, a fair amount of the population, are not thrilled about Christmas. It's just the expectations get out of order. And
I've noticed that,
Yeah, and so for those people, I mean, it's my thing is, look, I allow myself to have 3 weeks of a birthday. That's different. but having 2 months of Christmas seems to me, I mean, you've made it a season rather than an event.
A little much.
I'll tell you what we're going to do, because we're coming up on a break, mercifully.
Yes.
And what I'm going to have you do, my dear,
sure.
This was your idea.
Yeah.
I'm going to have you go through, and I'm going to have you count up all the ones who say, not till after Thanksgiving.
Yep, okay.
And then what, because we know what they're going to say, is it lasts too long, it's not special enough,
wilted,
fire hazard, yada, yada. And then of the ones, and then you're going to give me a percentage of how many people thought, not till after Thanksgiving, how many people thought whenever, and you're going to give me the reasons why people think it's okay to have it up earlier.
Okay, yep.
Right, because I'm going to be grinding my teeth.
Yeah, I hear
you. Know, down to nubs.
Yep.
Because, I mean, and in stores have had them up since Halloween.
Yeah, absolutely. And that bugs me, I have to admit.
Well, no, wait. Mr. Shane.
Yes, yeah.
How can you say it's okay to put them up in your house?
Yeah.
A month ahead of time, but bad-mouthing stores for having it up only 3 weeks before you're talking
about. I'm not in the same boat as Marta with it. We're putting it up November 1st. I'm just saying, you know.
Oh, I don't know. Next year, I can just see you sort of snuggling into that. Well, it's only a week earlier.
Well, I'll tell you what. The thing that I hate even worse is the people that leave their Christmas lights up and turned on outside their house until, like, March or something.
See, I like that.
I have less
of a complaint with that. I mean, I think part of it may be sheer laziness, but there's a restaurant, a very famous restaurant in New York that's very hard to get into. You're supposed to have reservations like a year in advance, and they had their Christmas decorations up all year round.
But are they white lights, though?
Nope.
Oh, they are?
No, they're red and green.
Okay.
No, they have Christmas things.
Okay, wow.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Either leave them up all the time. And I'm a sucker for the white lights, I admit.
Yeah, I like those. And those are nice any time of year because it's just festive.
Well, I think Ed Koch tried to convince New York to keep up. One year he convinced everybody to have white lights, and he wanted to keep them up all year round and make New York like Paris, a city of lights.
Yeah, cool.
And they got a huge amount of grief saying it was going to be too expensive, that it used electricity. Although I don't know how much electricity it actually uses. But
especially
all right, so you do your homework, and we'll talk in a moment. 855. Go ahead and RSVP and respond now so it gives him much more to do. We'll keep him busy till Christmas. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, or other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, what really matters may be whether or not you put up your Christmas decorations early or not. All right, now you've got a problem because you've got a ringing phone. Can Manny get the phone for you?
Yeah, let's do that. Manny,
all right, let Manny get
that?
The phone,
yeah.
and you can tell me how we're doing here.
All right. So looking at this, Surprisingly, I figured it'd be real polarized, but it looks to me like it's pretty much 50-50 on this one.
You're kidding.
No, yeah.
You, how many times did you vote?
No.
All right.
No, so yeah.
It's really evenly spread.
It is very evenly spread.
All right. Presumably the people are saying after Thanksgiving are all saying the same thing, right? More or less, which is don't dilute the holiday and
it
should be special. All right.
And for the one, there were a few where they said something like, you know, they think it's too early, but if the mood strikes you, you know, it's all up to you. So for those, I kind of put them in both categories then. You know what I mean? I gave a point to each one.
I don't know.
Don't you think so?
Well, yeah, maybe. I'd put those in probably undecided.
Okay, yeah.
What we need is a little Christmas right this very moment.
From
anti-name. All right, so tell me the people who are saying the MARTAs of the world
that
won November 1st.
Well, a lot of people say, and this is a good argument, I think, too.
Don't editorialize. Just give me
all right. So, yes, we have quite a few of them say, like, the sort of thing where, you know, it's early, but it's nice to get it up before the weather changes and that sort of thing.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to stop
the season's
because
too short.
Let me put Michelle on, and then we'll start this next hour.
Yeah, there we go.
I don't want to keep her waiting a bit.
Bet.
All right, so have a little Christmas right this very moment. Michelle, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Michelle.
I have a teacup chihuahua that I carry in my pouch. And so now my friend assumed I'm a dog lover and wants to bring her dirty, smelly dogs over to my house. And how do you say to someone politely that their dogs are dirty and smelly and, you know?
Well, look, I think the deal needs to be, do you have children?
No.
How big are their dogs?
They're pretty big, almost as big as like a collie.
Does she want to bring them in the house or just in the yard?
Well, she was going to bring them to the house. I already said I don't want her to, so I solved the problem. But she now concludes I'm not much of a dog lover.
But I think that's okay. Look, the deal is, Michelle, you can't have it both ways. You can't say I can bring my dog to your house, but you can't bring your dog to my house. So I think the deal has to be that you're only going to take your dog to houses that of people who don't have dogs, because that way you don't have to worry about reciprocity. All you have to worry about is whether or not they mind if you bring your dog. Because some people do, even if they, you know. And let me give you sort of a metaphor here. There are people who really like their kids and really don't like anybody else's kid. I think in that particular case, I think if you want to keep the friendship, what I would just say is, look, I think my dog is so small that I sort of don't even think of it as a dog. But it turns out that I'm one of those horrible people who really likes my dog and not necessarily other people's dogs. And maybe it's because mine is small. So I'll make you a deal. You and I will buy you lunch. I will leave my dog at home. You will leave your dogs at home. And I will make a deal. I won't bring my dog around you.
Well, she invites my dog over. That's not an issue.
Well, yes, but Michelle, it is, because what she's saying is, I invite your dog over. How come you don't invite my dog over?
Yeah, should I not even, well?
Yeah, I would just say to her, listen, here's the deal. I'm one of those awful people that really likes my dog and doesn't really like other people's dogs very well. So either I can stop bringing my dog to your house because I don't want you to feel like it's unfair that you like my dog and I don't like your dogs. And I would just take it on your own shoulders. I would just say, look, I'm kind of funny about this, and I realize it's not very fair, very balanced. And maybe it's because my dog is small, and I'm afraid that, you know, that other dogs will hurt my dog. But for whatever reason it is, it has nothing to do with you or your dogs. It just has to be that you know, I don't really like other people's dogs in my house or near my dog. So and I understand that's not fair, that I could bring my dog to your house, you can't bring yours to mine. So either I can stop bringing my dog to your house. But, you know, this is just, I'll take full responsibility for it, but it's just something I'm a little funny about. I would make it your issue, not her issue. And I would probably stop schlepping my dogs without making sure. Because people are, you know, it's perfectly natural that if you bring your dog to their house, that they're going to think they can bring their dog to your house. Even though, and again, it is the same with kids, is that you might have a really well-behaved kid, and their kid and her kids may be thugs. So the way to do it is not to say, look, my kid's better than your kid, and I everybody likes my kid, and nobody likes your kids, because, you know, that's hurtful, and you're going to end a friendship. But you can say, I'll tell you what, I won't bring my kid to your house, because I realize that, you know, I'm just not that crazy. It's not even your kids. I'm just not crazy about other people's kids around my house, and my kid knows how to act around my house, and other people's kids don't. I mean, you can say whatever you want, but I think you need to make it, I think two things. You need to make it your issue, not her issue. That it's your problem, not her problem. And number two, that to stop bringing your dog, even though she likes the dog.
I take her everywhere, so I can't really leave her alone.
You can leave dogs alone. That's your issue, not your dog's issue.
No, I know. I like bringing her, basically.
Well, but understand that. But everybody may not love having even your dog in their house, and your dog is smaller, and is less likely to chew on the furniture or, you know, leave little poo little puddles around. But not every, you know, there may be people who would just as soon see you and not your dog. Not everybody loves dogs, and even people who love dogs, and even people who love dogs. But Michelle, you can't have it both ways. You can't assume that everybody is glad to see your dog, and you're not glad to see anybody's dog, because it's gonna create problems for you.
No, that I know. So I shouldn't tell her that her dog is dirty, and I like dogs that are clean.
No, I don't think so. Because she may then say, well, I like dogs that are real dogs as opposed to ones that are accessories to people that aren't even treated like animals. Then where are you going to go? Yeah, no, we don't insult other people's food choices, children, dogs, clothing. You know, it's perfectly okay not to like them. It's not okay to badmouth them. So, no, saying your dogs are smelly and dirty is not actually going to make her like you a lot. Trust me about this.
I do.
Good. All right.
Thanks.
So I would just call up and say, look, I'd love to buy you lunch. I'll leave my dog at home. You can leave your dog at home and we'll have a good time. But and leaving your dog at home occasionally is not a terrible idea. All righty.
Oh no. Yeah. Okay.
All right. That's what I'm not going to win, is it? 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Poor markets to cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at tobeyoungagain.com and order your Healthy Start Pack to get your 90 for life. Our dial 855-79-YOUNG. I said essential, not optional. And every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG. tobeyoungagain.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution.
With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.